Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
If you weren't able to make it to Ruhlman's last night, the good news is you can still go today for lunch or dinner. They're open 11 to 8:30 today. Please stop by. Wonderful steak options, walleye, Chilean sea bass, incredible appetizers as well, and of course the cookie skillet, which we didn't have last night, but I will have that soon.
The ice cream bar was incredible.
It was
the cookie skillet is where that changes your life. And there's also it was funny we had that big event last night, but the place was packed in the restaurant. I mean, there was
good crowd.
It was a really good crowd going, which is awesome for Phil. Only me and Jake parked in the bonus parking lot.
Yep.
Yes.
Parked across the street.
Oh, yeah. You guys both parked there.
Parked there. Yes.
I got there at 5:45, and Phil got in the car with me. We drove my car over to the lot, and then he had a shuttle driver that took us back in the van.
Yes.
Everybody else found spots to park.
I found a spot in the back.
Yeah.
I walked back over there. I walked across the street.
I parked my car with a sticker that had a Pollineers on it. Would that have been your tribe?
That would have been my wife, I'm sure. Was there an LSU sticker on the car, too?
I don't know that your wife would have been driving this car.
What was it?
Well, it was smaller. It was a black car.
It's like she has like a black, some sort of Honda, I think.
That's it. That was it.
Yeah, why would she not be driving that car?
It was a very typical someone that would be exactly what she'd be driving. If you walked out there and say, try to pick out Laura's car, and there was 100 cars, you know, you would get it.
It said a Pollineers on there, but yeah. It doesn't mean it was Laura's car. It could have been somebody else.
That's right. Lincoln East is always well represented.
Right.
Yes.
Anyway, I parked in the back.
I was going to then parked across the street instead. It was fine. Yeah. Walked back after the show was over. It was good.
You walked over
I looked
there?
Both ways before I walked.
You made that early exit.
I walked over.
It wasn't early. It was 8:55.
All of a sudden, yes.
Like
talk about
20 people
talk about
left
the Irish
room.
Exit.
I mean, said goodbye to you guys.
I said to him, oh, Irish exit.
Yeah.
And I said, no, that would be not saying anything when I left. I said, I'll see you tomorrow. That was
didn't
the opposite.
Say see you tomorrow to me. I didn't get that.
Well, Bill was mid-conversation with people. I had to bounce. I said bye to Phil.
Hey, Elizabeth, let's bounce.
I said bye to Phil.
Let's dip.
For those who are asking, no, it was not recorded. That was intentional. It was not recorded because you have to be there to enjoy the show. There's no video of that at all. It's either you're there or you're not there.
Got it.
So
we had microphones.
We had mics.
Yeah, it works very, very well. Jake was the MC. Jake was the MC.
Holds it together.
Holds the whole thing together because me and Steve, we just showed up. That was kind of it.
I played audio. I played Dr. Love and I played Bill's
Thrills. The audio was the best thing ever. Steve, describe it.
He put his phone up to the microphone.
His cell phone. He played it. He played Dr. Love. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it worked
perfect. It did Bill's Thrills.
I tested that in the morning when I went there to see how it would sound.
Now, slight disappointment and slight tease for those. We had great listeners there last night, but I'm gonna use last night's because you guys felt it was appropriate to use last. I did a little Bill Shrills, and we're going to do that today. We thought,
I think you're fine.
Yeah.
With that.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Bring it to the
no
public.
Problem with that at all.
Yes. Bring it to the public at large.
At large, yes.
That was like a preview, you're fine.
A snippet.
Yes.
Snippet. Ruhlman's just south of, in between Lincoln and Omaha, Highway 6 on the south side of the
south
street.
South side.
Wonderful place. Last night we mentioned this, but the NBA draft began round one. Round two is today. No surprises at all. Cooper Flagg, first overall, the Duke. Dylan Harper from Rutgers, second to the Spurs. And then, as we've mentioned, picks 10 through 30. If you look at anywhere you see or the rundown of the draft, everybody was traded. There's the top nine picks stayed as, but there's no trades of teams there. But from 10 to 30, there's only two slots that the team stayed where they were at prior to the draft. It's nuts. It's loony.
Yes, the way it is.
And of course, we mentioned there's a lot of guys we've never heard of from either colleges that we haven't watched or just overseas. But Duke, huge presence on the board.
God, you guys though, you know, you've seen some of these guys in the Big Ten. For instance, I'll go from bottom to top. You guys remember? Tell me you remember it because we talked about him. I loved him, Yannick Konen Niederheiser, the Penn State center.
I remember him. Yes,
yes.
I mean,
he had a good game against Nebraska.
Right. I mean, you have worked with me long enough now, Bill, to know I probably could be a scout.
Oh, in the NBA, yes,
or yes. a coach.
Probably more of the defensive assistant.
I identified Niederhauser in about 3 minutes. Oh yeah, that's a good one. 30th pick overall last night, by the way. Up
Wolf.
Danny Wolf, yes. Number 27. You remember him, right?
Went to Brooklyn.
His mom kept saying that they were thrilled to be going to New York. And then he was trying to be like, just so you know, we know Brooklyn is in New York. We know that's a borough, but we're going to Brooklyn. We're going to the Nets.
We're not going to the Knicks. This is not the Knicks.
We're going to the Nets.
Or Jace Richardson, I don't remember him very well. Michigan State guard.
Don't remember him at all.
I don't really either.
Zero knowledge.
Orlando. He went to Orlando. Alex was thrilled. He's a 6'3" guard.
I want you to think about that, though. That first-round draft pick played right here in PBA.
Did they play here?
Nebraska played at Michigan State. He got blown out in December by them.
Didn't he play? So he was one and done? So he didn't play the year
before? Well, I don't know.
My point is, like, they're using your play as the first-round draft pick.
You know, I don't know if he played.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. The process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. There's no insurance needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I mean, the most amazing story
here.
Yeah,
he was one and done.
He didn't play.
Rutgers is the most amazing story.
Now, hold on. We're going up.
Okay.
We're going up. See if there's any other. I mean, there's two guys from Illinois that did play here. And I was not. I was surprised by one of them getting drafted, not the other. Yeah. Will Riley got drafted 21st by, looks like the Jazz, and then traded to Washington. Do you remember Will Riley?
I do.
He was all right. He was a shooting guard.
He hit a big three in that game.
Yeah, from the corner.
But Nebraska still won.
Yeah. And then you remember Kasper
Jakaciūnas. Yes, he's the point guard.
Remember drafted him. 20th. Everybody was projecting him as a first rounder. That's a projection, though. I don't see it. I didn't see it. Like, I didn't. He doesn't blow your doors off. He doesn't look like a guy who's going to come in and make a huge difference, right? Not to me.
So Illinois had two first-round draft picks.
20 and 21.
And so did Rutgers had two first-round draft picks.
Let's just keep going.
And very average years.
Rutgers
didn't make the tournament.
Very disappointing year for Rutgers.
With two first-rounders, two top tens.
There we go. So now we get to Ace Bailey at number five. So he went to the Jazz. He was thrilled. He was not thrilled. He was crying. He was inconsolable.
Can you imagine inconsolably crying because – at first, they talked about him crying this morning. I was listening to it, and I thought, that's good. He's emotionally made it. He's going to the NBA. They're like, no, he's crying because he didn't go to where he wanted to go.
He didn't go where he wanted to go. Yeah. Not a great look at all. Yeah. It's really not. I mean, I just say it for what it is. He went fifth, and then Harper went second.
Dylan Harper, we all saw Harper, and we
all know that is going to work very well.
He was impressive.
Yeah, how tall is he? Hold on. 6'5". He gets to
215.
Gets to the rim really well. That's what always made an impression on me. But he's also a shooter. He's all three levels. He can score from the three, mid range, and get to the rim. And then you love Cooper Flag, right? You guys
Not love him?
Right.
Who could not? I agree. I mean,
come on.
Who could not love Cooper Flag?
Right.
I heard that.
Who's trying to disparage him?
Jay Billis say that if all 30 teams had the first pick, they would all have taken Cooper Flag.
Really?
So it wasn't like, well, yeah, these couple teams loved him. These don't. They're like, no, every one of them. And the more you watched him, he was remarkable. And then they lose that game on the missed free throws and different stuff to Houston. I mean, I'm not so sure they're going to win it all. And that would have been one of those things you just never get back. They had three first-round draft picks. They say there could be three taken in the second, and they say next year there's going to be off that same team that there's going to maybe two or three first-rounders.
Yeah, and they didn't win it. Yeah,
and didn't win it. Lost to Houston. They missed the free. They did.
That's right.
They,
that was a great
just,
game.
They just collapsed.
Great game.
Though. Just collapsed at the end. But you don't get that back. So guess what? No one talks about. They'll talk about that team.
Oh, I almost forgot. Not,
yeah, he's like, yeah, whatever. Yeah, they lost. Lost in the semis.
Flag. So you're talking about Flag, and then we've talked a lot about Con Nipple. Is that how you say it?
Is it Knipple or
it was Knipple?
I think it's Knipple.
Yeah.
Con Nipple.
I didn't know his name was Con until this morning.
Yeah.
The K, I think, is silent. Yeah. Right?
Every time I've heard his name pronounced, it's been Knipple.
Okay, Knipple.
That's just how I've heard it pronounced. So I'm not saying Knipple. That they weren't wrong, or we'd have to call the Nipple or the Knipple family.
We can call them.
He is 6'5", 220. And I like when you watched him, it didn't scream to me top five pick. Nick. Did it scream that to you?
No.
But it didn't.
But it also just seems like just beyond steady. Like one of those guys just going to go, probably going to play 12 years.
Yeah, he's
probably
going
to know what you got. Strong. Yeah.
So strong. Now, the more you watched him, then he was one of those guys, he doesn't jump off the page. But the more you watch him, you're like, okay, he's 6'5" and 220, and he can shoot it and do everything else. So you get it the more you watch him. He doesn't jump off the page as you're watching like Cooper Flag might or like Dylan Harper might, but as you watch him, I go, okay, 6'5", you know.
There's two others of note you didn't mention. Derek Queen goes 13th
to
the Hawks, traded to New Orleans, and then also – Walter Clayton, who was a stud for the Florida, helped him win the title, goes 18th to the Wizards.
I think me and Bill could throw hands over Queen. I love Queen.
Yeah, I don't see it as much.
I know you don't. No, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't see it as much.
He's enormously skilled.
There's a lot of great players that are below the rim. He's a below the rim player.
He's below the rim.
And I just want to know when you match up with those bodies that are now all the same as you, what happens?
He is below the rim.
Yeah.
There's some great below the rim players. Brunson's below the rim.
Absolutely. So it's not like, oh, he's below the rim, so we can't play.
No.
I'm going to say some of the matchups are going to be a lot different. I'd be shocked if he is a star.
When Nebraska played, when Nebraska played at Maryland, he was a complete non-factor. When he was here in Lincoln, he was a problem.
Oh God, he was a problem.
The entire starting lineup had double-digit points that night. He was really good.
I will give Bill some credit here on the evaluation on ESPN. His weaknesses is what Bill said. He lacks strength and explosiveness for an NBA center, and struggles with poor conditioning. Great.
So
Bill could be the scout. You both be scouts.
Be scouts.
Here.
Then his strength is what I said, skilled big man. His ability to create shots facing the basket to pass. He's a great passer and utilizes his frame in the post makes him a significant mismatch.
So he's a bird type passer.
He's a great passer. He's a great feel.
Just give me three memories of his passes.
I saw him pass. I mean, I can't give you three bird. No, I can't give you three bird memories. But the Queen's a great passer. Mm. He's a great feel for the game. Great feel. I love him. He'll
first
be a star.
Pick, 13th overall.
You'll be wrong.
Round two is tonight. Rick Hayman's Song of the Day is next in an early break on the ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.